Plum Peach.
Plum Peach.
Plum Peach.
Yeah.
And how about a peach where the meat and the seed are separate?
That's clear, so you can pull out a clear seed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's none like that, too.
What's that?
Oh, you
Freestone.
Freestone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. In the center of an apple?
Core.
Any special word for dried pieces of apple?
Dried apples all I ever recall.
I'm eager to get over around Kingfisher over there where they've got some of those German settlements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See if they call these snits. the Germans have taken apples, they'll take an apple and cut it thin, mm-hmm. then they'll dry these little pieces and they'll call them apple snits.
No, that's new and old, man. I never heard it.
I haven't picked it up in the state yet. I talked to a man around O'Keene whose grandfather spoke German and whose father understood it. He didn't know the term.
Mm-hmm.
When I mentioned it, well, he recognized it. But it was gone for him.
Yeah.
We were talking about your garden, I believe. What did you grow out there?
Well, we grow onions, cabbage, tomatoes, peas, beans.
What kind of peas do you grow?
Black-eyed, mostly.
Uh-huh. And what kind of beans?
Well, we grow the... what do we call them, the long green pod, bunch of beans, or...
Stringless green pod.
Stringless green pod, the name of the ones. And then we grow the pinto beans.
Uh-huh. Do you ever grow these large yellow ones that you...
Let's see, them ones are black wax bean. They have a yellow hull. We haven't grown any of them lately. We used to have a long time ago.
Now, do you take these out of the hull to eat them?
No, we ordinarily those, we use them as string bean. We call them string bean. We cook them before the, when they're, we call them roasting here.
Uh-huh.
Before they form the pod in there. Uh-huh. And the pod is still, the hull's still tender, you know, snap bean. We call them snap bean.
Snap bean.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
If you leave that pod, it gets tough till the pea form, green bean form. Now, it don't make a good cooking bean like the pinto.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to leave it, you plant the pinto, you see. You make a good bean.
Do you have anything you call butter beans?
Yeah, oh, yeah. But we don't plant any.
Are these like lima beans?
Yeah, they're the same thing. It's called butter bean. There's two or three different varieties of them. Some of them are white, some of them are colored. But they was called a butter bean.
And you mentioned onions. Are these are the big ones?
Yeah, big.
What do you call these that you eat green, or when you eat them tops and all?
Well, it's a green onion. We just eat them before they form a head there.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And, do you grow other things?
We grow a few marshmallows out there and a few watermelons.
Yeah.
A few carrots.
And these little red things?
Mm-hmm.
You get early in the season?
Mm-hmm. We're down in radishes. We grow a few radishes. We don't hardly ever grow to them because we don't like them.
I think those are mostly for kids, don't you?
Yeah.
And get something up to amuse them.
Yeah. I don't think none of them, but a lot of people like them. They, a lot of people wouldn't make a garden at all if they couldn't have the radishes planted.
Yeah.
I don't care enough about them planting.
Strange, though, you get a spell of dry weather, and the rascals will get so harsh and strong.
Oh, boy. Hot.